The question was asked, aren't we in general instructed that we are not supposed to take oaths? How come we find in Tanakh that Eliyahu Navi said, Chai Hashem, I swear by Hashem that there will not be rain, ki im lefi dvari, till I say so. Choni HaMe'agel seemed to have taken an oath that he will not leave the circle, and he learned it from Habakkuk, who drew a circle in the sand around himself also and said, I'm not leaving till you answer me, God. The Mishnah says, in the end of Sota, the Mishnah says that up until the period of the end of the Tanoim, there were rabbis who were on a level that when they asked for something, it could happen. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was the end of that period. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, his wife one time put vinegar in the cups and lit the wicks, and then realized that she had placed vinegar instead of oil. So he said, well, the one who said that oil shall light will say that vinegar will light, and they lit till Matzei Shabbos. And there are many stories about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, his sheep, his goats, if they were taken on by bears, so they'd come home carrying the bears on their antlers. There are fascinating stories about him and the Siyata Dishmaya that he and his possessions had. But he was the end of that period, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. What we see, though, is that up until Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, there were people on the level that they knew if they said something, it would happen. We even have halachos about that. When we do nefilas sapayim after Shmoneh Esrei, when we put our head down, we don't sprawl out on the floor like Yoshua did when he prayed before Hashem. The halacha says you can only do that if you're like Yoshua, that you know that when you pray, God gives you what you want. So we find in the Gemara there were people on that level, that when they prayed, God gave them what they wanted. Choni HaMe'agel knew that when he's going to ask for rain, it's going to rain. That's why he told the people, go bring in your ovens. You guys have earthenware ovens outside. I'm going to go pray, and you guys better not leave your ovens outside because they'll get destroyed. So he was on that level that he knew it would happen. Eliyahu HaNavi obviously was on that level. God had told him, whatever you ask, I'll give you at this point, at this juncture. And so Eliyahu decreed that it shouldn't rain, and he decreed it with a vow, so it came true. Ordinarily, the instruction we have from Chazal is that we are not supposed to take vows, because our sages say that taking a vow is like erecting an altar. If one takes a vow, and under normal circumstances, we say that that's like erecting an altar during the period when it is prohibited to erect an altar. And fulfilling the vow after you've taken the vow is like bringing a sacrifice when it's prohibited to bring a sacrifice. One took a vow and did not know this halacha, then he should go to a rabbi and find out how he could get his vow annulled. But until the time of the Gemara and until we ruled in this halacha, so there were two opinions in halacha. Is it better to take a vow if you'll really keep it, or is it better not to take a vow? But the ruling that we have today is that in normal circumstances one is not supposed to take a vow, and if you see an exception to that, so there are exceptions in halacha as well. If a person is at a time of danger, a person sees he's about to get killed, so he's allowed to take a vow and say, God, save me and I will do X, Y, and Z. That's different. There are exceptions. We know the Rav HaNazir, Rav Kook's disciple, he took a vow, and there were other great rabbis in times of danger that took on vows upon themselves. But the general rule is that one is not supposed to take a vow. And not only is one not supposed to take a vow, but if one did take a vow, one should go to a rabbi and find a way of annulling the vow.